on ABC News. Police in the UK have identified the man who carried out a deadly stabbing attack at London Bridge. Two members of the public died and another three people were injured in the attack carried out by 28-year-old Usman Khan, who police say was a former prisoner convicted of a terrorism offence in 2012. Khan was shot dead by officers after members of the public restrained him. The federal government's religious discrimination bill won't be introduced to Parliament this year as flagged. The legislation is aimed at preventing discrimination on the basis of faith but has been criticised by a number of religious leaders and equality groups. Two people have died in a light plane crash in the New South Wales Hunter region. Police were called to a property on Paterson Road in Woodville after midday. The bodies have not yet been identified. Former world number one golfer Jason Day will miss next week's Australian Open and the President's Cup that follows due to a back injury. Day has suffered from back problems in recent years and picked up the latest injury when he was in the United States preparing for the two events. The 32-year-old said he's been advised by his medical team not to practice or play for the rest of the year.